Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Live? Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
Yo, this is TAZ on ATAZP Live. I'm having difficulty trying to play the files, man. First time doing it, I'm out of town in B-More, visiting my sister-in-law. Happy Valentine's Day. And they're telling me with the help that I got to refresh my switchboard, right click and then move the cursor, and we going through this right now live, which I am, and I'm trying to hit the restore button, but the restore button is not working, and I got to tell the man this. This was supposed to be the show that I'm playing some of my cuts from my other show on ATAZP Live. And I'm typing to the help guy for Blog Talk that my restore button will not work. We might have to take this show again to another date, the way things are going here. I'm just looking all crazy. Looking at the switchboard, the call-in line works and everything, but the file page is not coming up at all. So I'm waiting on Adam, one of the guys at Blog Talk that I'm actually talking to, by typing this help dealio, live help. And I clicked it, and he's actually telling me, okay, stay online, close your switchboard, and log out of Blog Talk, then log back in. Open up your switchboard and see if that works again. He said, don't hang up. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to close this back up and redo it. Man, this is surgery on the spot right here. So I'm going to close this back up and redo it like he said, dude. And I'm waiting on it to pop back up. And my switchboard pops back up and everything is on. Now I got to tell Adam thanks wherever he's at. Because it's working now. And I'm telling them thanks. It came back up. Sometimes you go through a lot of different things here on the internet. And sometimes, you get stuck and you can't do it, especially when you're trying to do it live. And I'm telling them it worked. I replayed it and everything is looking like it's supposed to work. And the first thing I'm getting ready to play from the other show is this drink that Ron L. and Gina L. makes that's called Book'em. Now, we called it Book'em right there at the very beginning. this is called Book'em. It's a drink that they make, and DJ Stroke happened to take some home to his house, and his kids almost drank it. So we can play that right now on ATAZP recorded live.
So let's get into the well, let's talk about the Book'em, dog. The Book'em.
Don't start. You didn't go there already.
We still coming off that high with Ron and Gina L.
I'm coming off the high.
Ron and Gina L makes this drink with grapefruit, all kind of whiskeys and all kind of devils, devil heads they toss.
Bells, no.
Bat hairs. I don't know what they got, but they call it Book'em. Book'em.
And y'all, I'm going to tell you.
The first time Sean drank it, it was at my wedding when we was getting married in South Carolina.
Goodness.
And you was like, yo. He came in the room, closed the door real quick, sat on the edge of the bed. I said, what's up with you? He said, I see the devil. He said he seen the devil. I said, you seen the devil? He said, and he was serious, too.
I was like, yeah.
He was not even laughing. He was like, I really see the devil, man. I see the devil. Come on, dog.
Man, dog, I'm telling you, yo, when I came in that room and I sat down, I walked down that hall and there was a long long hall.
Wait a minute. What you say? Long what?
I said long hall.
No. Beep. We always mess. Wait a minute. We 2:49 into the show. We always be early.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
We always be early with these beats.
I didn't expect me to be.
It's grass, not the other word.
Yeah,
okay.
Man.
It's long grass hall.
It was a long grass hall. And when I got down there to the I got there to the door, and I'm knocking on the door. And you weren't here to the door right away, neither. Because I was like, yo, T.
Man, I was asleep, dog. It was like 4 in the morning. You'd seen the devil at 4 in the morning.
I was
serious, too. Like,
was
he was chasing you down the hallway.
I was at the door, man. I'm telling you. I was knocking on that door, and I was saying to myself, I got to get in the door. And you wouldn't answer the door. So I was, T. When I got to the door, I sat down on the bed. I'm looking around. And I just stopped, and I know that I had to take a deep breath. When I took a deep breath,
But, man, wait a minute now.
I had to take a deep breath.
You seen the devil for real?
Man, I'm telling you.
He was around the corner.
I don't know what happened.
What'd he say? Why are you drinking that booger? Why are you drinking that booger? I mean.
Nah. But it was like when I was walking, it's like, you know, you think someone's following you.
Yeah.
And I turn over, you look over your shoulder, and you see something.
And you kept seeing something.
That's what I kept seeing.
What happened the other day? When they made the Book'em when they were down here, and you took it to your house.
It was like Kool-Aid.
No, I mean, you took it to your house, and you said your daughter woke you up early.
Oh, my goodness. No, she didn't wake me up, yo. I was upstairs, and I'm listening, you know, because I constantly got my ear open to what's going on in the house. But they were down there eating dinner.
Right.
And my wife, she had a... She had the bottle in her hand. She was like, all right, what y'all want to drink? He was like, I want some juice. And so the juice, it was in the cranberry jar.
Right, right.
So my daughter said, I want some. And I was like, what are they drinking? So I went downstairs. Bells, nah. Bro.
Like
I went down there. Had
the,
man,
like
they,
the
had,
last
they all had cups.
It looked
all
like
of
the
them.
Last supper.
It was the last supper.
Jim Jones.
You crazy, y'all.
Jim Jones. All over again.
It was the last supper,
bro. Cyanide in the cranberry.
Bro.
What did you say? You asked your wife.
What was she thinking? I said,
no. Well, she didn't know.
No, she ain't know.
Because it was in a cranberry juice
bottle. But she said, well, what is it? I said, won't you take a taste of it? and she took a taste, and it made her stomach turn, so she couldn't handle it.
You had me talking about. You talking about all them little jokers would have been walking around talking about, I see the devil, Daddy.
All of them.
I see the devil.
I saw the same devil you saw, Daddy.
Yeah, that was me and DJ Stroke on ATAZP.com, recorded live. This is ATAZP Live, your host again, TAZ. That's one of the cuts from one of my shows on ATAZP Live, I mean recorded live, and you see how we can get a little wild and out there. Matter of fact, we do a competition, and the competition between me and DJ Stroke of asking different questions to each other and seeing who can get what right. So I'm going to play this competition that we had on ATAZP recorded live between me and DJ Stroke. Here we go.
What's up, people? You know we doing it recorded live.
Live.
And I tell you, today, DJ Stroke will win.
Yes, we got another competition. I know everybody in America
is listening to this.
Loves these competitions, me and DJ Stroke.
I know I'll be breaking your back.
As we said a couple shows ago, that the judges went back in, heard that one trifling answer DJ Stroke gave. He won that when I gave it to him. So the overall score is TAZ 2, DJ Stroke 1. You can go for the tie today, dog.
Yeah.
He's got on his navy suit, all dressed in white like he's been giving out bologna sandwiches all day long.
Yeah. You were the first one to buy one.
Because my first name is...
What?
Baloney.
All right. Hey, today we're going to be working on the letter L.
And I got the letter K. All
right. So we're going to start it off.
Yours is going to be kind of rough, dog. I'm looking at it like...
You too. You too.
Yours is going to be kind of rough. Okay, who's going to go first? Since you won the last time, you got the decision, DJ Stroke.
Okay.
Go on. Who goes first, DJ Stroke?
I'm going to go first.
Okay, then. Cool. Right. You better be holding the timer.
Oh, I thought I was reading first, but that's all right.
You got to hold the timer because after you say the question, count to three. Remember,
that's
don't
right.
Go one, two, three. One, two,
I got
three.
You. I
okay.
Got you. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, dog.
All right.
With my letter, though, wait a minute, I forgot.
I got you.
Tell me. What's my letter?
Yeah, you're gonna have to have a seat after this.
What's my letter, dog?
The letter is letter L.
Okay, lips.
Oli and Pal, a titillating team. 1, 2, 3.
Luscious.
Bah. Keep going.
I don't know. Hell. Beep. What is it?
Laura and Harley.
Belza. That's bull pit. Anyway. Okay, K. The letter K. Don't pass over just specifically prepared food. Don't pass over just specifically prepared food. 1, 2, 3. You didn't even try.
Man, I'm stuck like Chuck.
Kosher. Like kosher pickles.
Man, you know, but you said food.
Specifically prepared food. Pickles.
Yeah,
is food.
It is. Specifically, it is.
Prepared.
Yeah.
Kosher.
Yeah, prepared.
Yeah. There you go.
Woo.
It looks like we're gonna have a draw today.
we may have to go up to five.
Come on, dog.
All right. Cradle Croon. One.
Wait a minute, say that again. Yeah. What? I don't even know what you said.
All right.
Cradle croon.
Cradle croon. Cradle croon.
That's it.
One, two, three.
I didn't even get four words. Lawrence Welk. Liberace.
You are well.
What is it?
Lullaby.
Get in there. I'm so mad.
Woo.
Okay. I was trying, though.
Liberace.
I was going to say Louis Armstrong.
You got my stomach hurt.
Wait a minute. Kena, undergraduate school for five-year-olds. Undergraduate school for five-year-olds.
Kindergarten.
Dang, Bill Snow. He got it right. Dang, he got it right.
I thought I was wrong.
You was right.
I was about to say K-5.
You won. 1-0.
All right. This one should be easy for you.
Yeah.
Dear lady who writes calming column. Dear lady who writes calming column. One.
Dear Libby.
Two. Three.
Don't know. Don't know.
That's not it.
Yeah, I know.
Dear lady who writes.
Yeah, you ain't got time to even comment. Tell me the answer, dog.
Ann Landers.
Ain't that a
beep? Beep, 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 beep. I told you knew it. I told you you knew that one.
Damn. Okay, I feel better.
He had to let it out.
I couldn't let it out on the mic.
This is the last one, ain't it?
No, dog.
Well, this is,
four,
no,
you
got to
get
four.
Four right. You only got one right.
Yeah, I know.
Japanese flyer on a one-way mission. K. Coon. K.
Okay. What is it?
Japanese flyer on a one-way mission. Japanese flyer on a one-way mission. One, two, three.
Cotton.
Wrong. Keep going.
Kilts.
You kilt me. It's kamikaze.
Oh, man.
Japanese flyer.
Oh, you said flyer. I thought you said flower.
No, I said flyer.
Man, I'm thinking of some type of food. I'm like, and then I said kilts. I was like, what the heck is a kilt?
It's a dress.
I know.
That's a dang dress.
I know. That's one of them Irish dresses.
Kurt. Go on, dog. All
right.
1-0, DJ Stroke still winning.
If he gets this one.
You're listening to TAZ Live and recorded live. This is Ramona. Hey, TAZ. Welcome to the show. Yes. It's ATAZ Live, recorded live.
One of them Irish dresses.
Kurt, go on, dog. All
right.
1-0, DJ Stroke still winning.
If he gets this one, I quit. But no, you might. It is Costello, Pinella, or Gay Rig. Costello, Pinella, or Gay
Lou. 1-1.
I quit.
Baby.
I can't believe he got that one, man.
Lou Costello, Abbott and
exactly,
Costello.
Exactly, exactly.
I knew his name was Lou, and I knew my letter was
man.
L.
Man.
Messed you up on that one, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
K is my letter. Look who's talking on Cheers. Look who's talking
on
Cheers.
I know it.
One.
Kevin.
Two.
Keith.
Three.
Damn, what's his name? Dang. Can't remember his name, Chuck King.
Wrong, dog. Look Who's Talking is the movie that she was in. And she was also on Cheers, Christy Alley.
That's her name. I'm thinking of the guy, whatever the guy's name was.
Norman, though.
Yeah.
Okay. One to one, baby. One to one is a tight score because we really dumb. One to one. One to one.
Ooh, man.
Really dumb, one to one.
This is going to be pissed me off, this one.
Beep! Gotta keep it clean.
Are you ready? George wishes he never told you to read these. George wishes he never told you to read these. One, two, three.
I don't know. Long time bedtime stories. Longfellow. Lord. I had to call him Lord's name. I didn't know.
Hey, it was lips. I was like, you better not get that one.
Okay.
You're going to get the next one.
You're going to get this one. I'm looking like it's a big old softball coming your way. Okay. Morning military.
Letter K, right?
Okay. Morning military friend of Mr. Green Jeans.
What?
Morning military friend of Mr. Green Jeans. One, two, three.
Mm-mm. You got me on that one. You got me.
You're going to be mad when you hear it.
Kite.
Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, hey.
Read
the question again.
Military friend of Mr. Green Jeans.
Oh, man. That's not right, man. I don't remember that man's name like that.
Okay, Captain Kangaroo.
Man.
I'm sorry, dog. One to one.
Yeah, whatever.
One to one, baby. One to one.
All right, let's do it like this.
Yeah.
Little Irish pot of gold owner. One, two, three.
Leprechaun. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give that to me, baby. I told you Ron L. I was going to win. I told you Ron L. I told you
Ron L. Come Rolanda. On. Ron L. Come on.
Somebody help
I
me.
Gave him the answer when I said owner. The pot of gold owner. Who else going to miss that one?
You should have said the guy that all the time carry around that cereal. Lucky Charles.
You wrong for that.
We're still on K.
Okay.
The part of a computer you use to open a lock. The part of a computer you use to open
a
lock.
A key.
You got to say the whole thing.
A key lock. A key.
One.
Computer.
Two. Three.
A key. Toner. A key. I don't know. I don't know what key was.
Keyboard.
To open a computer. Oh, my.
They just were saying it like a key because it's a key, but it's a board.
Man, that is stupid.
I'm like looking at you like, I was like,
I'm
keyboard.
Like, yeah, but a key to open up a computer. I'm like, you don't open up no computer. You turn a computer on.
The part of a computer you use to open a lock. Keyboard.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, big dog.
Sorry.
2-1, 2-1.
My heart bigger than this.
2-1. I hope it is. 2-1. Because your ass is my... beep!
If I was about to laugh, I couldn't get it. Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You hurt me.
I wasn't even thinking. It just slipped out.
We know where your head is. All right, let's go. Let's go. Underwear, beach, or island. Underwear, beach, or island.
Long. Yes! 3-3! Yes! Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Ron L., give it to me, baby!
I didn't even count to three!
I knew.
He read this card.
Yeah, right. I would have got the other ones right.
Because those were hard to remember.
I was locked there on that one. Okay, 3-1.
Mm-mm-mm.
Don't knock them. You need them to kneel. Start with a K. Don't knock them. You need them to kneel. 1, 2, 3.
Covers.
Start with a K.
Oh.
When you kneel, what you need on them?
I don't know, pillows.
Your knees, Negro.
Oh, come on, Negro.
Start with a key. It starts with a K.
What's the question?
Don't knock them. You need them to kneel.
You knock your knees.
Don't knock your knees.
Yeah.
You need them to kneel. Your knees.
Oh, my God.
Here's the timer.
I'm not thinking.
Here's the timer. I really don't need the timer. Because I'm going to answer before you get to that point.
Yeah, because you know the next one.
I don't know.
So I'm going to skip this one.
No, don't skip. No, I ain't skipped none on you. I was like, you should have got Captain Kangaroo.
I'm skipping this one.
Don't skip it, dog. You got to lose. You got to lose. Take it like a man.
Man up, Sean. Man up. All right. I'm manning up.
Go ahead, Sean. Tell me. I ain't going to read it.
All right.
I don't want to read it, though.
Yo, Rondo, this is not right.
We're in a filibuster.
Yo.
You don't want
Rondo, to listen to this. Tall flasher. Tall flasher. He got this confused look on his face.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know.
1, 2, 3.
Light. Traffic light.
The whole word.
Traffic light.
Tall flasher.
I don't know.
Man, this thing ain't want to beep.
But it did it. It went out. I heard it.
Yeah, but it ain't going to beep.
It don't. It did it.
No, it didn't. Watch.
It did it, dog. Anyway, what's the answer?
Lighthouse.
Hey, it's a beep.
Beep.
It's a beep.
I want to beep.
Straight beep. Oh, beep. I beat you to it. Give me that thing.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe this, man.
I don't know. Lighthouse. Yeah. I never heard of lighthouse.
You was about
for the boats.
Yeah, but that was a tall. That was a tall flash.
Shoot,
you got that one all right.
Royalty, who found a rose in Spanish Harlem? Remember the song, "Rose in Spanish Harlem"?
Nope.
Royalty, who found a rose in Spanish Harlem? 1, Kente. 2,
Kunta.
3,
King.
Yes, that's
King.
The answer.
Oh, it
that's
is?
That's part of it.
King Rose. King.
I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you because you're just struggling.
Oh,
I'll give it to you.
We got.
It's Benny E. King, the singer. Remember
oh.
Benny King sung that song with Spanish
no.
Rose of Spanish Harlem?
That was in the 30s and shit.
No.
Dang, I didn't believe I was going to
get
it. I can't believe
beep.
It.
Beep! Negro.
I fucking...
Beep! Again! Beep again!
I can't believe
read
I
the
can.
Question. Read it. DJ Stroke.
All right. This is it, man. Hey, Ron. Yo, listen to this, Ron. Hey, no. I got to tell Roro. Roro, this is no fun.
I'm going to win
listen
this.
Listen to this.
I'm going to win
I mean, he going to win this. This
hurry
is automatic.
Up.
This is an automatic...
Look here,
when
dog.
Question
you're
here.
You're stretching this segment out. Come on.
President birthplace or pancake syrup. 1, 2, 3.
Log cabin. I thought about the syrup.
You know what I mean? I'm like, how can
yes,
you lose?
Sir. Yes, sir. Oh, this game is over with. Another TAZ production. Hey.
Recorded live.
TAZ is winning. 3-1, as usual.
Chilling in the cut. This is Rolanda 700 from Rolanda700.com, and you are listening to ATAZP recorded live. I'm coming at you strong. I'm coming at you straight. We're just chilling in the cut. ATAZP recorded live. Chilling in the cut.
Yo, welcome back to ATAZP Live on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, TAZ. Going back through some of the clips from ATAZP.com, my other show, that was Rolanda 700. And speaking of Rolanda, she did an outtake on the new CD that'll be coming out probably, I want to say, in July. It's the fourth installment of the President's CD. I'm the President of the United States, first black president, before Obama, believe me. She came into the office and gave me a little pep talk about the mistress I had on the side. That's in this fourth installment of the President's CD that's entitled World Affairs. You'll be able to purchase it on ATAZP.com. And I may drop it on ZooMusic.com as well. Here's the little talk that Ro had that's on the album, on the CD.
Excuse me, Mr. President?
Yes, Speaker of the House, Rolanda 700. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm not doing very well at the moment. Do you have a minute?
Could you close the door?
Oh, most definitely. Is there anybody else here?
No, there's nobody else here.
Okay.
Why are you looking around?
Because I'm about to drop this president bullshit.
I'm in here. Wait a minute. This off the record?
No. Maybe it ought to be on the record. Maybe you'll change your tune if it's on the record.
Well, look here. I'm trying to run a country and trying to stop this drug infiltration in our communities. What do you have to talk to me about?
I'm glad you do remember that you are trying to run a country, because right now I'm thinking we need to go get some T-shirts made.
T-shirts? What are
you? For the presidential groupies?
What are you insinuating?
The presidential groupies?
Speaker of the House, 700.
Is she in the luggage bin? What? Everywhere I go, she's here.
You're
taking her with you?
You're trying to say everywhere you go, you see the same hoe?
Everywhere I go, I see the same hoe.
Come on now. I'm the president. I'm not doing anything.
I have
no recollection.
And that's the answer you're supposed to give. Oh, and you laughing about it. Okay, that's the answer you're supposed to give. And that's
it's
good. That's
funny
good.
To
you
me.
You keep that answer, but I'm telling you.
Speaker of the House, this is ludicrous.
Chris. Okay. I'm telling you.
I'm not talking to rapper either.
Okay.
It's ludicrous.
Can you send her home? Just send her home.
I tried, Rolanda, and I hate to say it.
What the heck
was
name?
Can I
send her home then?
I can
send her home, right?
Can I be blunt with you? The dick is good. Duh. Now, can we go on?
I'm sorry, but you said
what
that
she's
like
doing?
You said that like she's buying her own tickets to come all the way to South America to all these countries.
She's coming. I'm not sending for her at all. This is no money that
I can
pocket.
Send her home?
If you want to. If
okay.
You so
I'm
going to
be real diplomatic about it.
A first lady at home that I tend to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, I can't help it that.
But at this particular point in time, you have no recollection of being with that particular hoe that we keep seeing.
I remember who we keep seeing and how she keeps running up. And
okay. All right. Well, let's go.
I take your complaints in consideration. They're under consideration.
Okay.
Is there anything else, Speaker Dowd? Miss 700.
Did you want her to call you to say goodbye before she goes home?
Miss 700, take care of your business, and I'll take care
you
of
you. You are my business.
Take care
Mr.
of your...
Mr. President.
Take care of your business, and I'll take care of mine.
All righty. See you later.
That was an outtake from the fourth installment of the President's CD, World Affairs, by TAZ. And people that's in ATAZP. We, on my other show, actually do a soap opera that I write from time to time and incorporate everybody that comes along, visits the studio, visits the house, use just about everybody's voice. This so happened to be one of the times when everybody was down for one of the house parties, and we did another story. This is another story, 7, with Ron L., Gina L., Jer Bear, Lissa, Little Taz, Edwina, and we all put this together. This is one of the shows later on down the rip here on Blog Talk. I'll probably put together and give y'all the first 8 or 9 another story shows, and we'll just do a whole nother story thing. Right now, this is another story, 7, with everybody involved. Check it out.
Mr. T-A-Z?
I'm being sued, Swift Smooth. I need your help.
My help?
Welcome to another story. T-A-Z is now being sued by the dude for not doing the concert. T-A-Z is meeting with the famous detective, Swift Smooth.
And lawyer?
Now famous lawyer.
Pancake, flipper, and cooker.
Yeah, right. Anyways, Smooth is there to help T-A-Z get out of trouble.
Well, fucker.
Beep!
What is that you need?
You're a famous lawyer, right?
Yes, I am, indeed.
I need some lawyering. Help me with this $30,000 suit.
A suit that costs $30,000? I hope that suit is made with silk.
Are you sure your name is Swift? Man, just get me out of trouble.
Well, I will, and I shall.
The dude is preparing his case with lawyer J.S. Cox, the brother of the singing lawyer S.J. Cox, for court.
I can't wait to see the look on T.A.Z.'s face when he has to pay me 30,000 big ones.
You could be paying him on the counter suit.
Man, not you again.
What are you saying, dude?
I mean, with the singing. Don't you talk regular?
Yes, I am talking regular.
You're not.
I am.
You're not.
This is my singing voice.
Damn.
Look, I have all there is to win this case and my 45% fee.
Yes, we will both have some nickels in our pockets.
The court is ready for you to enter. A few minutes later, all rise for the Honorable Black Widow presiding over the 23rd District Court.
You may be seated. The court recognizes the dude versus T-A-Z. Court is in order. Lawyer J.S. and Cox brings your complaint before the court. I have the necessary paperwork for you, Your Honor. May I approach the court? What in the hell?
Beep!
All that singing about, man.
I'm not singing, Your Honor.
What the hell you say?
Beep!
This is my singing voice.
Oh, boy, you're killing me, wearing me out, yo.
You think this is funny, ATZ?
That's TAZ, yo.
I don't care if it's ABC.
What?
You will respect this court.
Hey, you can talk to my client in that tone, Your Honor.
Not you again. Both you and ATZ can shut up until you are called to talk. Okay, singing man, present your case.
TAZ and DJ Stroke both was paid $30,000 by my client to put on a show.
Where in the hell is DJ Stroke?
Your Honor, TAZ is really the only responsible party.
Thank you, Mr. Smooth. After saying one sentence for 1 hour, the court is pleased you're finished. Damn! Okay, Mr. Cox.
It's simple, Your Honor. TAZ didn't do a service for my client. Wants his money back.
Okay. I hate to say it. Swift Smooth, do you have anything for this charge?
Damn!
Yes, I do, y'all. I like to call Mr. So-So to the stand.
Do you swear the truth, tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you guys?
Yes, I do. Proceed, Swift Smooth.
So you are the owner of the concert hall?
I am.
And you know the dude?
Yes, I met him before.
And you say his voice is the one that call in the bomb threat the day of the concert?
Damn! He started long enough even I forgot the question.
Order, I say. Go ahead. Do you remember the question?
Yes, I know for sure the dude was the one who called the concert hall.
That's ludicrous! Move, bitch! Get it out the way! My voice sounds like anybody else's!
Order! Order! My damn court!
Beep!
That will be all, Miss So-So. You see, Your Honor, my client was taken from the beginning. He could not do the concert due to sabotage.
I have come to a decision.
What will the Black Widow decide? Also, will J.S. Cox stop singing?
I can't stop. I won't stop.
Okay, Diddy. Also, will Swift Smooth talk straight?
I am talking straight.
I bet if he owed me $7,000, he would talk straight.
$7,000? Damn! I don't know anyone Black interrupting the story. Every five lines, any damn $7,000. I'm Swift Smooth, fucker. Beep!
Another story?
Hey, this is your girl Cleo Jones and
the Mad Black Man.
And you're now listening to TAZ
on Blog Talk Radio.
Can I take over this show?
No, you can't.
I can't take over this show.
Nah, man.
All right.
Yo, this is TAZ. What are we going to do right now? We're going to get into some music. During the house parties, we always have a song or two that we record before the house party, the week of that house party, when everybody gets in from out of town. And this happens to be the first house party when we had the whole Caress group, which includes Jer Bear, Gina L., Ron L., and Melissa. And this is one of me and Melissa's songs, Hey You, on ATAZP, recorded live.
Mastery 3. There she go. Looking real good. Say, yo, why don't we do something, say, tonight-ish?
I'm gonna be down with you, and I'm definitely not feeling it.
Huh? I'm not down with you. I'm not feeling you. Yo, the party don't jump till I walk in seat. They whisper and point straight at the TAZ. Celebrity status, got me in for free. Searching for the honey, let me find the bee. I'm booking and she got that back attack. A pretty thick one, and that's a fact. High quality looks, nothing lacks. The tail of the tape, the punchy pack. I look away, I wanna impress. Not run up on her like all the rest. And if she smiles, she passed the test. Alone in a room without her dress. I like the way she displays the body. Real cool with it, never acting snotty. Dry street staff, 2,000 eyes. Have it in check, cause she's a hottie.
Hey, you. Are you down with me? Hey, you.
I wanna latch on, but I'm too cool. She got me in her grips, but I'm no fool. Always lick the tongue, the golden rule. Playing with fire, you make them drool. Can I catch you, girl, when you start to fall? And if you moan louder, I give my all. With you on my arms, they say I ball. My heart's a dial tone, for you I call. The party don't jump till I walk in seat. They whisper and point straight at the TAZ. Celebrity status got me in for free. Searching for the honey, let me find the bee. I'm booking, she's got that back attack. A pretty thick one, and that's a fact. High quality look, nothing lacks. The tail of the tape, the punchy pack.
Hey, you, are you down with me? Hey, you, are you down with me?
Yo, 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 this is TAZ with my boy, my homeboy for 20 years, Ron L. What's up, Ron, baby?
It's all good, dog. What's up? What's up?
same old noise, the same old noise, the same old noise. Welcome to another show of ATAZP recorded live. This is without DJ Stroke this time, but I got in the studio Mr. Ronald Smoot from New York, right, dog?
Yeah, you know what time it is.
Man, we going to go into when we met each other. I remember when I met you when I was coming in Germany, and you had to go back out because your wife was sick. And I met you on the steps. We was in the same unit, but I hadn't even got in the unit good, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when you got back, you know, you was feeling down because she had passed away.
Right.
And I decided to, you know, befriend you and say, man, let's go out. Let's do something. So we was working in the same section anyway. We started hanging out, nigga. I mean, we was hanging out like every night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
You don't know?
Had to go eat free at the Officer Club. Remember, nigga, we had to go eat. You know they got brunch, nigga. Shoot.
We knew where the spot was.
Yeah. But remember that time when we decided to walk? And you had on beige. Go on, explain it out. Explain it out, dog.
Why you want to bring that up?
Go on. Go on, explain it to the people.
All right, this is the way it happened.
This is the way you said it happened.
Well, we got to the cab stand. We got to the cab stand of our concern. We waited for a cab to come and never showed up. So we decided to walk to the club, which was not too far. Oh, you got jokes. But check it out. I had on some tan pants, pretty much like a tan outfit.
I had
DJ
on black.
Had on black.
I had on black.
Yeah,
as
just
usual.
Like his damn truck. Black.
As usual.
Okay.
Black.
Okay, we get to about halfway to the club, and we feel a sprinkle. It was like, oh, hell no.
Bells no.
My bad.
Bells no.
But anyway, as we kept walking, it started getting a little heavier.
Then the bucket fell out.
Yeah. Like somebody just dropped the bucket on me.
And we ran to a little coverway where the housing area was at.
Yeah.
And there was some light.
Right.
And Ron was standing there, and he looked at me, and he said, man, how do I look? And me, I wanted to get to the club because we was halfway there. I mean, we was right around the corner. I looked at that nigga, I said, you good. That nigga had sweat of water on his forehead and his face like he had just got out the shower.
Yeah, you
his
wasn't right.
His hands was dark brown.
Yeah.
See, they were light brown, yeah. But when they got wet, your whole outfit turned dark brown.
Tan do turn dark when it's wet.
But I said, man, you good. You can go in there and dry off. It's going to be dark.
Nah.
He was so bad. He said, man, I'm walking back. And we walked back.
Represent.
And the thing about it was, when we got back, there was about 20 cabs up there.
Yeah. And it stopped raining, too.
Yeah. Wait a minute. One more thing.
What's up?
The time when... This is going
to
kill you.
Trip.
The time when Charlene hit me in the club.
Whoa. That was a ride right there.
Now, we have been out club hopping, as usual.
Yeah.
We have went to, I think we went to the Oscar Club first that day. Then we went to 49er Club, and then we 49. Ended up at the Q Club.
Yeah, those are the spots, hot spots.
And, we let the Q Club last, and I was slow dancing with that Puerto Rican girl, remember?
Yeah, right.
And we was on the floor, and Charlene had walked in. So, you know, we got through dancing, so I walked up to Charlene. And she said, I've been looking for you all night long. I went to the Oscar Club. They said y'all just left. I went to the 49er Club. They said y'all just left. I get here to the Q Club, and you dancing with that girl on the dance floor. And I'm like, but, you know, and all of a sudden, as I was talking to her, it was like slow motion took over my whole life. I was talking like this. But you know that. And as I was talking, her head was coming up in the air, and I'm going in my brain, I know she ain't gonna throw no. And then halfway up, my brain said, ah, duck, duck. But my body was like, I still don't believe. But all of a sudden it hit, and my whole body turned over where I looked like an upside down U, nigga. I was like, and my feet didn't want to fall. I said, if I fall, all these niggas in the club gonna laugh at me because all my boys looking. Why are they arguing? Why
you
they?
Know I was looking.
What'd you say when she hit me? She hit me so hard you thought she shot me.
It did sound like a gunshot. And the bad thing about it was, what she did represent, I got to give it to him, even though he just beat me down on that first story. He did represent. He stood there for a second. He thought about it. So I thought if he went out there right then and there, he'd probably have killed her. So he stood there for a second.
She ran out. She had ran off.
Yeah, but see, your ego took over after that. So we looked at you like,
nigga, what you going to do?
So he left out. I said, let me go get him. He's about to kill her. So we get outside. By the time I got out there, he head up against the wall, talking crap to him. And I don't know where he come out the blue with what he done, but I was on the ground.
I
sniggled.
I said, you acting like a punk.
And spit on him. The shit was... The beep was so funny.
We have now ran into a bad word. Beep, 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 beep. Ron L. has said the first hard cuss word on the show. Beep, beep, beep. Now we bring you back to your
regular scheduled program. It was so funny that she had to laugh herself. She sniggled, and I just fell out. He called her a punk and spit on her.
And then she gave me a ride home.
Free. And I was in the car, too.
That was me and Ron L., one of my closest friends. Been knowing him for over 20 years when we were stationed in Nuremberg, Germany. This next clip, we had Rob Lee and Little Mac in the studio when we was first doing the shows. And this is them. Actually getting settled in the ATAZP, and we had to give them the rules on how to act in there.
Recorded live. ATAZP.
Yo, 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 this is ATAZP, recorded live with DJ Stroke. And in the house, we got Rob Lee and Big Mac in the house. How y'all fellas doing?
Man, what's happening?
Yo, what's up?
Y'all gotta sound hype now.
They quiet as hell. I get out of here.
Look, man, they sound like church folks.
Hey, you know, we all around men, so you know that voice is gonna be low profile.
See, it's gonna be like that. And stuff,
hell yeah.
First off,
beep, yeah. Beep.
Okay, let me get this straight. We're internet radio, right? So we're allowed to break a couple of FAA rules. Or
FAA
rules.
This is owned by me.
All right, well, both of y'all kiss my black ass.
You gotta be on the beat.
I'm laughing.
You gotta be on the beat, though.
I was way off.
Let's establish this and stuff. I was a professional businessman, but now y'all trying to, what's the word? I'm not really down with urban linguistical terms. Hype me up.
Yeah, we trying to get you Rudy Roo. Hype, Rudy. Yell it out, down by law, be live, like the name of the show is, record it live. I want you to be live.
Okay, let me try it this way. What are you saying?
I can clear that
basically
up.
Y'all was talking like y'all was in church with the fans and y'all about ready to go to sleep. How you doing?
In that case, I can talk up a little bit
for
y'all.
Just keep it hype. Keep the energy level going.
Well, great.
I'm sorry. Great. Let me tell you, first off.
He got his water in his hand. He can't do too much.
First off, I would like to tell everybody listening to us on ATAZP Live that help me.
Yes.
Help me. I want to go home.
He's a celebrity.
I want to go home.
This cat sounds like
Auntie M, could you please let me out, Auntie M?
Look, I've been
somebody needs
out.
A wizard in here.
For real. I have been kidnapped since Friday, and, you know, I love Atlanta. I do a lot of business here in Atlanta. I just want to go home. But that's okay. You know what? You're right. Maybe I'm doing this in the wrong spirit and stuff. Let's hype this bitch up.
Beep. Okay. Yeah, yeah. You got to get on the beach, dog. Okay. My first question, Rob, just to describe what you do. I know you wear about 2 million hats. Now, you know, just describe one hat. This is a 20-minute segment. Just one hat. Just tell the listening audience basically what you do.
I guess the best way to say it is just start from zero. I am an educator from Birmingham, Alabama. But, of course, everyone knows that educators are not respected nor loved, and we damn sure don't make any fucking money.
Beep.
So from that point on, I was just motivated to, you know, start my own business. I am the owner of LaRaja Limited Web Design, and from there I spent it off into a networking service called TDHNO.net. So I am the director of that nonprofit organization. Is that enough?
Yeah, that's cool.
That's real cool. All right.
Big Mac, I got to hear about your business, baby.
That's just Mac.
I got to hear about your business, baby.
Actually, you know, he has a following, so let's tell him his real name is Little Mac.
Okay.
Matter of fact, he got about 100-some different names online and shit, so he might be playing you women.
Use the one that ain't
going
to send us to jail, okay? Use the one that...
Yeah, that's right. I'm Little Mac, known as Handsome Brother Intelligent, HBI one more time, keeping it real for you. That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm a merchant consultant.
He like one of those damn internet motherfuckers with multiple personalities and stuff. That many names.
Yeah, those are the ones I'll be tracing and locking up.
Yeah,
no,
Look at you. I'm called Brother Too Deep. Watch it now. I'm a merchant consultant. I set up merchant accounts. I'm an independent officer for Bank of America.
Mm-hmm.
Your Visa, MasterCard, check verifications. Anything that you want done, I can get it done for you. Any type of financial transactions, even setting up new business or existing businesses, I make sure that the money coming through is saving money for the business owner and going back to the customers.
Can you clean my credit?
Oh, of course. I can clean anybody's credit. Just give me a call and let me work for you.
Oh.
I mean clean my credit.
I need to clean mine right now.
Well, it depends on how bad it is, but we can work with you.
Well, that's good. We got two educated brothers up in here, Doc.
That's right. Oh,
we got four educated brothers.
Hey, I feel honored.
I feel secure.
I feel like my credit is good.
The Urban Committee now welcomes Chi-Town's finest on behalf of Miss Kitty TV Networks. The Heart of Love Show, the Mr. Bug Show, ATAZP Live with Cleo Jones, and Partners in Crime. Welcome to the Urban Committee on Blog Talk Radio, better known as the UBC, Chi-Town's finest is now in the house.
Yeah, that's when we ordained Chi-Town's finest into the UBC, the Urban Committee, that night when we had No Spins Volume 2. No Spins Volume 3 is coming up on the 23rd. Got my man Don Q sitting in as guest host with me. And we're going to try to rip off about 20 tracks, new tracks you ain't never heard before. Right now, I'm going to have a song by Miss V. Well, it's really me and Miss V. It's called Some Way. And then after that, we're going to play Granny Talking the Dirt. After the fight, we had the fight on a couple of weeks back on Rolanda's show when we talked to Rolanda, and we had the fight when her grandmother was cheering for Bigger the Blacker, who knocked out Dirt, and we got the little interview that they did on the phone. So this is Some Way by me and Miss V, and after that we got the little talk that Granny, Rolanda 700's grandma, gave to Dirt. On ATAZP Live, man. Your host, TAZ.
Mm-hmm. silhouette. Alone in the bedroom and make it all wet. Keep it on the level of attack. Make it real good so your body comes back. Devastate your mind when we converse. Just a play on words, get you to say, hey, every time I'm around, yeah, I make your day. You're the girl in my sight somehow, some way. Wanna keep it like that, cause I'm coming real. Cross up for the girls that try to steal. We're down like that, y'all know the deal. Must rap love, the captain and Tennille. Remember that time on the kitchen table. Legs in the air, yelling, am I able? I was stronger, tried to hurt that ass. We had to stop, cause we cracked the glass. Knowing that it was strictly freaking. Nosy neighbors, so we were creeping. Late at night and in the parking lot. Desire running wild, cause you were hot. Bounce that ass in your black dress. Make it all wet, and what a mess. Every time I'm around, yeah, I make your day. You're the girl in my sight, somehow, some way.
Some way, somehow, I need to be with my baby. Some way, somehow, I've got to be with my man. Some way, somehow, I need to be with my baby.
Training in 2 more months because there's going to be a rematch.
You
Don't bother your head about no rematch or nothing like that. But
there won't be a rematch. I can't get beat down like this in public.
Dirk, baby, you just don't worry about that, because Granny gonna take care of you, okay? You don't. What time?
You take care of me, Granny?
Do y'all have lunch at the hot? What time do y'all have lunch?
I guess lunch. You talking about at 12 and mid afternoon?
Is you on a special diet? Or anything? You on a restricted diet there? Cause I do need to see you, but.
No special diet, Granny. They want me to get my scrimp back. My scrimp.
You need your scrimp, baby. Look, Granny gonna come out there tomorrow. Tomorrow noon. And I bring you a little bit of lunch, because we need to talk. And I don't need you to get all excited or nothing like that, but we need to talk face to face. Me and you, Dirk, okay?
All right, Granny. I'll try to stay strong for you.
You just stay strong for yourself. You stay strong for yourself, Dirk.
I gotta stay strong for you too, Granny. Because I want you to be.
Don't get excited.
Oh, yes, my head.
You're scaring Granny, because maybe I don't need to come tomorrow.
Oh, you. I'll be good.
Dirk, you got to have some sense about yourself, Dirk. Now,
I'll be good.
You're such a striking man and all, but. You know, a man without a mind, it just ain't a pretty sight. So I need you to worry about your strength and yourself, and I'll call you in the morning in case you're just too excited for my visit.
Well, 2 + 2 = me and you, Granny. I got my senses.
See, that's what I mean, because 2 + 2 = 4. I mean, it's 4 every way you look at it. And it's rhyming and it's cute, but I need you to just worry about your strength, okay? All right?
I'm worried about it. I'm not worried about it. I'm all right, Granny, as long as I can talk to you.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I'm going to call you in the morning, okay?
Okay.
See how you feeling and what the doctor's saying, and we'll go from there. Okay, Dirk?
All right, Granny, I love you.
Oh, that's sweet, Dirk. That's a sweet thing. You such a sweet man. Okay, then. I think that's my timer going off in my kitchen. Let me go if I burn my biscuits, okay?
Bye, Granny.
Bye.
That was a phone call between Granny and Dirk. You notice Dirk said he loved her, and Granny hurried up, worried about them biscuits. The next thing I'm going to play is a conversation between me and my cousin, Manuel Hines, in Steubenville, Ohio, right on the riverside, 20 minutes away from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is part 3 of a conversation that we talked for about an hour or two, but I'm only going to play probably 18 minutes of it. This is my cousin Manuel Hines on ATAZP Live.
That karate didn't help him none. I missed that fight. Wait a minute. The famous fight down the park. I don't know if you was down there. When Bomber fought George Briggs.
Oh, no.
Did you go down there? Oh, man. We walked down there, and Bomber was mad already. I'm going to beat Georgie's ass. And you know Dean, Bomber's brother. Dean come down there, and Dean was like, don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me. Dean, the younger brother, don't embarrass me. Bomber, don't embarrass me. Get out there and whip his ass. Whip his ass. So they standing there, they want to talk about the fight before the fight starts. And niggas are like, if y'all going to fight, y'all going to talk. Because we after school, I'm like, man, I'm missing my milk and cookies. We going to fight. I got to go home and get these treats. And we going to fight or what? And they standing there, and the barber says something. George said, well, I'll whip your ass. And you know, George, he don't really fight. George was real nice in school, mild-mannered. But that cat was bad. He said, well, whip your ass. Here go D yelling to Barber. Don't embarrass me, Barber. Don't embarrass me. Barber swung on that dude and missed. And George hit him in the eye, hit him in the nose. He fell down. He kicking him. Here go D. I told you, you're making me mad. And after he got his ass whipped, Barber got back up, and Dean was like, you ain't my brother. You ain't my brother. Get beat like this. You ain't my brother. I don't even know you.
And Mama got mad again and said, we got to fight again. And here go D. Don't embarrass me. And Barbara took one swing at George, missed again, and George tripped him and beat him down again. Somebody, you want some more, Barbara? You want some more? Here goes D. You ain't my brother. Boy, that joke was crazy.
Now, when you down in Ferg, when Ronnie used to go with Brenda Dameron, and there was that's a line, and her shirt got ripped,
and the little brother ran home. Her little brother. What was it, Curtis?
Curtis.
Was it Curtis?
Yeah.
He ran home talking about Brenda got raped.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did the mall come down
with a gun?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Talking about you looking for a nigga to kill.
Yeah. And the thing about it is Ronnie had left the park. We heard about it later on. I was like, thank God I'm at home. And she came down the park swinging that gun. Everybody's like, where's this Ronnie at? Oh, she ready to shoot somebody.
Hell yeah, she was.
I remember that day.
She was mad.
I remember that day. There's a lot of junk happening down there, man.
Oh, man. We had some good times down there. Back in the good times. Oh, Lord. It's a lot different than that. Hey, I tell you what, y'all. 20 is a lot different than 40.
Much, much different. Ooh, Lord. Darlene back here just laughing. I just like, y'all. What robber?
Which one?
The one that didn't know
who you're robbing. The one you told it. I guess the one he called in the car. With Billy.
Oh, Billy.
Billy Anderson.
Check this out. He lived up in New York. And they used to go to the Central Park and jogging and shit, you know. He said, you know, he's jogging. His partner, his brother been jogging with him, but he got a little head. So he just jogging at his own pace and stuff. He said, this dude come up beside him and said some shit. And he said, well, he didn't really think about it. And then he said, well, nigga, don't let me let you know. You're about to get mugged. He said... He just started screaming. He said he screamed like a bitch. He said, Lord, I ain't about to get mugged in Central Park in broad daylight.
He said he heard about it.
Yeah, he heard about it, but it never happened to him before. He didn't know how to react. So the only thing he knew to do is scream like a bitch.
The dude ran off.
Now
what did he do?
He said he ran. He ran to catch his buddy to tell him what happened. They went looking for him, but it was too late.
You said Billy said after he ran, he went,
whew. Yeah.
He was relieved. Oh, man, that's crazy.
You know what, though? Now we think about it. Man, from you might as well say, what, 23 to 43. Just say that. 20 years. 23 to 43.
Uh-huh.
You learn a lot of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of shit that not to do. Because we all make those mistakes.
I remember that one time you called me and you said, I think I was living in Atlanta like my first or second year. And you said, you know, I just want a motherfucker that I can be.
I had to be back.
I just got to tell you this. I just want a girl. That I can just love by myself and don't have to worry and just talk to her. And after being a hoe for so long, I was in shock that you said it. And I said, You grew up. You remember that?
Now, after all the bull crap that happened to me over the years, I remember meeting this girl. And I was like, man, this bitch is hot.
You can say that.
So, we hanging out and stuff. And then we didn't really do nothing. And I got off of work one day. I'm riding down the street. And all the police has come. And they pulled me over. And I'm like, what did I do? Because I know I wasn't seen. And they handcuffed me and shackled me. And they took me downtown.
This was down here?
No, down south.
I remember you told me that.
I'm like, what did I do when nobody answered me? I'm like, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. I did something wrong, but I don't know what I did. They took me and threw me in this jail cell. They said, it took me 2 hours to get an answer. Well, apparently, her dad was a sergeant on police force. Went and told the dad that I raped her because I wouldn't marry her. $6,500. That was how much it cost to get out of that trouble. 65. Yo, you know me, nigga. You know me. I went headhunting when I got out of jail. I said, if I find this mug, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him to death. $6,500. How many black people you know got $6,500 to throw away?
I remember I thought he was in the crazy house, playing like he was crazy. And I went to your room, and here I go. I said, so, they giving you medicine? And you said, yeah. I said, did you need it before you was in here? You said no. And I looked at you like, well, maybe you should stop taking the medicine, and you'd be all right, because you're tripping right. I had to just look at you like, hey, you looked at me, and we already knew it. I said, well, nigga, damn. It was all that in one look. Well, nigga, damn. All in one look. Remember how I looked at you?
Yeah,
way?
Yeah.
And you looked at me and thought about it. Yes.
Oh, Lord. I remember riding around with my quills in the back seat.
Oh, I remember that. My other house. They said you jumped out, remember?
Yeah.
He said, here go Betty. He wanted to kill himself in the creek. And I slipped in the creek. I said, it's only 4 feet, Betty. He ain't gonna if he jump in this creek, all he's gonna do is buzz his head. They're gonna give him some stitches. And he going home. Can't kill himself in the creek. Oh, that shit was crazy.
All the handcuffs and shackles. Oh, nigga, damn, please. I remember when I bought that. Remember that white cougar?
Yeah, I remember that.
Man, you know how we are. I'm all happy I bought a new car. It was on a Friday. I'll never forget it. On Friday, down south, they had roadblocks, checked for DUIs and stuff. I said, I ain't worried about it because I ain't drinking. And I'm riding around. And I had the go on the south side. We all know about the south side of any city. You go on the south side, there's going to be some drama. I get on the south side. I see the roadblock. I pull up. I put my damn papers out the window. They said, well, Mr. Hines, you need to pull over. Well, some should have told me right then I was in trouble. I pull over. They just come, snatch my damn brand new car door open, snatch my big ass out the car, throw me on the hood of my car, and say, you're going to jail.
That was my cousin, Manuel Hines. How we tripped that night. We tripped that night for real. There is another segment that I got to let y'all hear. This was me and DJ Stroke, again on ATAZP, recorded live on ATAZP.com. This is a story that's really true about out of my body, talking about this girl that said she could come out her body on ATACP Live.
Me and Ron was in Germany in Nuremberg. this story is so crazy, man. It just killed me. There was a Puerto Rican girl that was a Puerto Rican black girl. She wasn't white.
Ouch.
She was black.
Ouch.
And she looked like boots with hair on them.
Ouch. I already knew.
Dark black. And, I seen her out at the club a couple of times, so she talked to me, and one day we just decided to kick in and started, you know, having mad sex. Okay. So, that was that, you know, normally.
Speechless.
Okay, one day, you know, in the middle of us doing something, she told me, you know, she had a husband.
Ouch.
No, they were divorced.
Oh, okay.
Her ex-husband. Hey, there ain't no ouch. We get to the ouch part. she told me she had an ex-husband, and her ex-husband would cheat on her. And I said, how do you know that? And she said that she would, when her husband was out, like late at night, never come back home, she would come out of her body.
Oh, my goodness.
And follow him wherever he was at.
Oh, my goodness.
And I sat there, you know. When I'm 30-some years old, dog. I done been through all kind of beep.
You better
beat me, dog, because I'm going to slip.
Me too.
And she going to tell me she come out of her body. And I'm going, well, how do you come out your body? And she told me she did voodoo and, you know, all that stuff down in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother was into it, too.
Mm, that witchcraft.
That showed her how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she would come out her body and think where he's at and all of a sudden appear there and be hovering. I said, wait a minute.
Beep!
Nah, it ain't yet. I said, hovering? Now, beep! I don't believe that.
Beep!
For real. On the real. Yeah. I did not believe it because she said, now Ron L. know who she is, so.
Okay.
And I told Ron this story, too, where he was like, ah. So she told me she could come out of her body and follow people. Okay.
Whew.
I'm dating her. I'm not being for sure. You know, I'm just dating, and that, plus I'm seeing somebody else because I was a
hoe.
And I had to have some
ass. At that time.
At that time.
Well, I'm feeling you there.
Because I was just really wild. So I'm not believing her at all about this coming out of her body.
Nah.
But she told me it was true. She told me it's true. Okay.
Woo.
I'm over seeing somebody else. Another set of ass.
Beep.
You was late that time. Another set of ass. Double ass. I'm in your head.
Beep.
That Rob stuff is in my head.
It's in mine, too.
But no, I went over to see somebody else, and this was Donna. Remember?
Oh.
Famous Donna and Charlene
Story. Yeah.
I'm over at Donna's house, and Donna is, how can I say it without getting beat? She's talking on the mic. You feel me?
That'll work.
She was talking on the mic, and all of a sudden, we heard a noise in the middle of the hallway, like something had fell.
What?
And she said, TJ, did you hear that? I said, yeah. So I got up with my fist ball and my feet ball, because I got to kick somebody with a ball foot.
You got me speechless over there.
I wound up there all ball, naked,
balled up
and naked. And, my thing was
bald. That's what I said. You was all bald up.
I walked out there looking around, and, you know, there ain't no window there.
Yeah.
So there ain't no draft.
Right.
The little table was against the wall in a narrow hallway, no window, and the vase was in the middle, and it just fell on the floor and broke. So I went back in there. I said, the vase just fell on the floor and broke. And she looked at me, how did that do that? I said, I don't know. It was in my mind.
In my head.
That beep was on my head. In my head. And she was in my head for real. Because I was going, in my head. In my
help
head.
Help me, Lord.
Listen. In my head, I'm thinking, that beep. Told me she could come out her
body. Killing me.
She said she could come out her body.
Beep.
So I'm sitting there going, maybe she came out her body and followed me here. Because she said she liked me a lot.
Oh, God.
And I was kind of jacked up in my mind going. But then I laid back on the bed and Donna started talking back in the mic. And
you forgot.
No, the girl from Puerto Rico never talked in the mic, so I said, that's why I'm here. That's why.
I hope you see this. While you hovering, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here.
Hover to the left. Hover to the left.
And watch this. Get some notes.
Hover to the left.
Beep. What I'm thinking.
Ooh, yes.
But no, ooh, check God. This out now. Check this out. I went back on post, right? To find out she come out of body. That's just jacking me all the way up anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
So I told this dude who used to see her like months before us. I forgot his name. Ron L. know his name. I forgot his name. He was in the motor pool with us. And Ron was in there, too, at the same time. And I told the dude, I said, you know, he was standing up at first. I told him, I said, you know, old girl that I'm hitting? He said, yeah, I used to hit that. Beep! And I said, yeah. I said, yeah, I know. I said, she told me she could come out of her body. He went. She said, what? And he sat down, dog. He was nervous. Like he almost fell missing the chair trying to sit down. I got to tell you something, bro. I said, what happened? He said, when I was seeing her, I went and talked to this girl, this German girl. And I decided to go on and hit it. He said, while I was hitting it, she was scratching the heck out my back.
Whoa.
Tore it up. He said it was bleeding. His back was bleeding.
Whoa.
And he said he got on post. He didn't tell nobody. He had just got on post from the day after. And the first person he seen was old girl. And she said, how's your back?
Whoa. Passion.
She came out of her body.
That is a wild
stuff. Oh, me and Ron L. was like,
okay.
I looked at Ron. She knocked over the face. Here goes that song. She probably did. After he put it all together, he said, man, you got me messed up. I said, you got me messed up.
Yes, sir.
Well, I got to sign off Puerto Rico.
I can hear this thing, and you know, when I did stuff, we just sent postcards. But okay, I'm supposed to say something about the ABC show.
ASAP.
Is that like Ajax with a Z? Taz, can I just say I like Taz, and if you like Taz music, you should listen to it. Okay, that's good enough, baby. You got to give the people straight words.
Well, Granny is
ATAZP. Okay, all right. We got another TAZ production, and if you like the music and you like it hot and you like it loud, because I know y'all young folks like it loud, you need to tune in to another ATAZP Productions. ATAZP Productions with TAZ and all them other folks. And I got to give a special shout out to Roro. Is Roro going to be on here?
Yes, he'll be on.
Okay, the internet with Taz and the rest of the crew. You check it out. What is the internet? Is that a radio station?
It's a computer.
Oh, Lord. That's why I had to get it on a tape. All right. Check it out. Internet, ATAZP, another production. Okay. All right. How you turn this off?
That was Granny on a drop. Rolanda 700's grandmother on a drop. We got another story again. This is another story, 17, with G. Wright happened to be guest starring on this one. This is another story. And from another story, we're going to jump into, I'm thinking what I want to play here. Oh, we're going to get into the highlights that Little Taz came in and did with me and DJ Stroke on ATAZP Recorded Live. We're going to listen to this another story. Then we're going to jump right into the highlights of the day, just to throw a few things out. And we discussed them that was going on at that time on my show. So here's another story, 17, with G. Wright on ATAZP Live.
This is Sensei.
and welcome to another story. TAZ is still in Las Vegas trying to perform a concert in order to pay $10,000 that he still owes to free up his bankrupt accounts. His wife, Gooby, has just won the lottery, but not giving TAZ any money, just a divorce. Can his luck get any better? Another story.
Man, just waiting here at the Palms to perform is really making me feel better.
Hello, TAZ. TAZ.
Yes, and who are you?
My name is Phil Spill. I'm head of entertainment booking here at the Palms.
Uh-huh.
I have to tell you that you bumped from performing here.
Bump? The hell you say?
No need to get testy, Mr. Z.
What is the reason for this, Mr. Fields? You have me fly all the way out here from the ATL, stay in your hotel to perform, and now you're telling me I'm going to get bumped? Bumped by who?
This is a hot soul singer, Ajee Magree.
A.G. McGree?
Yeah, that's me, international known singer.
What? Phil, you can't be serious.
I'm very serious, Mr. Z.
A.G., say something, man. Your voice don't sound like singing to me.
Why are you making fun of me, Tom?
Not to be funny or anything, but yeah, I'm making fun of you.
Put him up. I will club you, you rap guy.
No need for violence, A.G. We cool, bro. I come in peace.
You don't set me off. I'm from the streets, the hard streets.
Man, come on. Do me a favor. Sing something for me.
I just don't sing for free. And plus, I need a beat.
Look here. Here's $5. I'll give you a beat.
Come on, cat. Make it funky.
This world of mine, a place that...
Whoa, 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 wow, wait a minute, is that you?
Told you, punk.
Now will T.A.Z. let A.G. funny voice and all bump him?
And how do we pay off the $10,000 back? Another story.
A.G., you wasn't supposed to say that. Well, let the narrator say it.
He ain't say anything.
Sensei. Now will T.A.Z. let A.G., funny voice and all, bump him? Don't interrupt me, A.G. And how will he pay the $10,000 back? Another story.
What do you guys think about the Runaway Bride?
Runaway Bride. She should be... Burned at the stake.
No, really. I mean, she needs to be put in place. Really, legally, and she needs to be put in place publicly.
But dude still want to marry her.
Well, that's his fault.
He need to be burned at the stake. Burned at the stake.
I mean, they need to be both burned at the stake together publicly, and then they need to be. Well, I think he has something to do with it also. I really do. I don't think.
What do you mean?
He said
just run away.
No, I think that it was all planned.
You timing us?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I think it was a planned discussion for this to happen so that they can get the attention and also if they can get anything, you know, financially out of
it. You think this was a farce?
Oh, man, I believe it.
Burn them both at the stake. Both at the stake.
All day.
Beep. Time's
okay.
up.
Okay.
Okay, man on the crane.
Burn Ooh. Him at the stake. Burn him at the stake.
You know, how can
everybody get burned in the
face? I'm looking at something like that, and I'm just really closing out on what actually happened because
I think he just was trying like my boy at the gym. He's from Florida. He said Florida does shut down the state. We know how to shut down the state. Shut down the road. Got everybody looking at us on TV. The Florida boys.
They crazy out there. They're crazy.
He had me rolling, talking about the Florida boys to shut down the state.
But can you believe this, man? I mean, he's up there. How many hours was it? Was it 30, 40, what was it, 45 hours? And then 46. End up, and he gets shot too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's in the hospital right now.
Okay,
I thought he got tased.
He got tased.
He got tased. Okay, I didn't know which
one
it was.
He got tased.
Well, he feeling
no,
it.
Because then he would have been burned at the stake, right?
Burned at the stake.
There you go.
Beep. Okay, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
One more thing. My boy said that he had, they said they need to do his trial up there on the crane.
How does it feel to be?
They should have the judge and the lawyer come up there, give him a sentence, and say, "We declare that you die."
Your ass.
And
oops,
then
beep.
Then they go back down, and they have a marksman on the ground shoot him off, shoot his beep off of the crane. Go on.
Okay.
Okay. How about Laura Bush's trip to the Middle East?
That right there, I am so upset.
I don't know nothing about
I'm
this.
So upset about
somebody,
that. How much money, man? How much money can you be? Where the hell money can come from, Beep? How much money and where money come from? I'm so upset at this. I mean, for real, this is a disgrace. All this money, and then we're talking about money for. Then we talk about all this money for Social Security. This man gave billions of dollars away.
For what? Somebody inform me. Narrator. Somebody.
He wants to support these people for their country.
Who?
Bush.
Who
he wants to give them $1 billion. The Iraqi people.
Come on.
For what?
For just supporting them.
Just living.
They live in conditions. You know how you have a disaster. And then
he want to give them a
he
billion
He wants
dollars?
To get, man, where the money coming from?
Bells, no.
Shoot him.
Bells. Burn him at the stake.
Burn him. All right.
You mad because.
Oh, I'm hot. Because he couldn't even give us money when we was over here fighting. He wouldn't even give us money to get all this equipment. He going to give $1 billion to these people.
And he wouldn't even enhance the trucks
really,
for the soldiers.
Oh, I'm hot.
You're really compassionate.
Oh, I'm hot. I'm hot.
Well, I'm hot right along with you because I didn't know anything.
Turn the air conditioner up.
Beep. Beep.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is a good one. Do you all know about Chappelle Corby? She's the Australian citizen that got 20 years, sentenced to 20 years in prison for having marijuana.
Well, I thought it was legal over there.
Yeah, they're charging her. They're saying, like, she was importing it and bringing it, like, into the country.
But they do that all the time. They do that for over now.
They gave her 20 years. 20
Whoa,
years.
Whoa, that's not fair.
No, she's I can't remember the
unless
name.
Unless she came in the States.
She's an Australian country.
Did she come from the States?
No, she came from Australia.
No, I'm saying where did she come? Where did she import it from?
Oh no, it's some little country.
Well, see, the thing is,
where's
she
from?
She's
from Australia.
She's from Australia.
Yeah.
She's not
so
from
Australia. Gave her 20 years.
That's not the
country
where she
they
got.
They wouldn't
it
let her come home. They just were inspecting her luggage at the airport.
It had to be
no. No, she didn't. That's why everybody's appalled.
How much she had?
She had, like, personal, like,
oh,
no, you know,
that's not right.
Just a couple
Four
of joints.
Ounces.
20 no, years?
Just a couple of joints.
20 years?
Yes.
That's like going to South Carolina and saying you get life.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with
and
you.
And you remember the man that stole the TV and got life? He just got out.
Yeah, he just
you know,
got out after
just
20
got out
years.
After 20 years.
23 years.
For stealing a TV.
A black and white television.
Where at?
People that did.
That was 20 years ago.
Where at?
He stole in South Carolina.
In South Carolina.
Oh, man.
He stole a television.
Burn South Carolina.
Yeah.
Burn him to the stake. Burn him to the stake.
I believe it.
Beep.
Everybody's been burnt tonight.
Yo, this is Mr. Bugs of the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to ATAZP live on blogtalkradio.com.
Everybody's been burnt tonight. They
got let's get to a few happier notes.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think about the camera traffic lights?
I don't like them.
That's not happy.
That right there is just watching
happier
and
notes.
Controlling your actions. They will create a system once they watch. Yes, that is it.
It's not bothering me, you know.
It is the
big brother.
It is the big brother. But also, it's been alive probably already about what 10, 15 years already.
This has been going on in Germany forever.
But see, it was created over there. It was created over there.
I was in Germany.
It's changed.
The first time I was in Germany, right?
Uh huh.
I see the car going through the light late, and it was nighttime. And the whole street lit up. I've seen all kinds of, like, snapshots. I'm looking for people.
Paparazzi.
I'm looking for people. I don't see no people.
Russian mafia.
They told me all the cameras on top of all the lights.
Yeah.
And it was a big intersection. It was four corners. And when that dude rode through there by himself.
They got that over in Bahrain.
Like, pop up, pop up, pop up.
They got it in Iraq,
from every different direction. Lights came on. The street lit up. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Well, I was rubbing my eyes because I seen all dots. You know how the light gets you when it flashes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what in the heck? I mean, B.
Cobb County got it. Cobb County doing it. DeKalb County is going to be importing it. Not importing it. They're going to be implementing it. Excuse me. And within the next 5 years.
Beep, beep. Time's up. Okay. Now, we all know who Danica Patrick is, don't we?
I heard that name.
Female NASCAR racer.
There's a big debate about her weight.
Yes, she did. If she could have got out of that, yes.
She came in fourth.
But it was one pit stop. She was in the lead. Before one pit stop jacked her up.
She was in the lead with four laps to go.
And I say conspiracy in the pit crew.
Well, I mean, it could happen.
She's a rookie too.
I mean, she proved that she can do it, but it was a big plan, I think, from what you know.
Well,
Lil
earlier
Cass
this
saying.
Week they were saying she had the fastest time because she only weighed 120.
But that's what I'm saying.
And the guys weighed 200.
That's what I'm saying. The pit stop conspiracy,
which
was definitely a plan.
Which
the plan to keep her from being the first woman to do something like that when the men are supposed to be, you know, running
it.
Yeah, supposed to be running it.
Boop.
Make her earn it this time.
Beep.
Okay, we got it.
Okay. How about Oliver Stone facing drug charges?
Burn him at the stake. Burn him at the stake.
Burn him at the
stake. Hey, I'm tired of seeing our high officials walk by.
Well, he ain't no high official. You
he
mean,
high enough to look at me and say, who are you?
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
I'm tired of them trying to think they can get away with everything because
famous
of their
people.
Stardom.
That's what I'm talking about.
The celebrity.
Burn him at the stake.
Okay,
we can just drop that one right there. Burn him at the stake.
There's
okay.
a lot of people get burned.
The theme of the day is burn him at the stake. Okay, how about the boxer Ruben Contreras having a seizure after the fight? He's the Mexican flyweight, just in case you didn't know.
Whoa.
When did that happen?
Whoa.
It's been about a week, maybe.
I didn't hear that.
He had a seizure?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Is he in a coma?
He's in the hospital, yes.
He lost?
Huh?
He had to lose. He got knocked up. Beep! Out! Talking about... Woo! I got a topic for you. You put that on the headline.
Alrighty. Okay.
Oh.
Time. Beep! Okay. How about L.A.'s first Latino mayor?
You know what? It's going to get a lot of high people over there.
Marijuana going to be legal there.
Yeah, real soon.
For sure.
They're coming in from Mexico heavy now.
Hey, look. That girl in Australia should have been living there.
She probably was the one that set everything up while behind got locked up.
I'm moving back to L.A. where it's going to be right. And I can move my product very daintified.
Okay. Beep. Tupac Shakur's mom opening an art center.
Well, that art center been sitting there for years, so it's about time. Golfers clap. It's about time. Shit, I was looking at it the other day.
Beep.
Tupac's building. Ain't he? Beep.
Beep. It's still got dirt all around. Still,
I mean, that's it.
It ain't
a
been
art
cleaned
center.
Up.
Ain't
it
nobody
ain't,
trying to do no art.
It ain't been cleaned up.
Nigga, it's about a
beep.
Beep. It's about time.
Is it BP time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Time.
Anyway.
Whoa.
What do you think about the mom that was indicted for hiring a stripper for her 16-year-old son?
I love it.
I love it. Golf
I love
club,
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Golf
yep. yep.
Don't burn her at the stake.
Nuh-uh. Bring her to my house so my boys can say, Dad, that's a cool idea.
Matter of fact, bring a steak to my house so I can watch her. And burn it.
I like that idea.
Burn the steak so I can eat it. So I can watch her.
Okay.
Well, what happened to that?
It's pending. is in Nashville, Tennessee, and she's in the South, so we're going
to
leave it at that.
But she brought the stripper to her home.
But she brought the stripper, came to her house and her home, and it was for her son.
But yeah, that's legal because that age is 14.
He was under parental guidance.
Right.
That's right.
But they're saying that, you know, what she did was against their rules. That's basically what they're saying. And she's saying, where do you get off trying to tell me how to raise my son in my house when, you know,
used her money.
Yeah, and the stripper came to her house, and it was her son inside of
her. And that's a legal business.
You know.
So
somebody's, this is going to change a whole lot of thought about that.
In Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was me, DJ Stroke, Little Taz, actually having to talk about the current events. And a lot of people that listened to that thought we was tripping, wilding out. I thought we was quite intelligent, if I must say so myself. This next one is another talk with Rolanda 700. It's from the fourth installment of the President CD. I'm the President, and this is the outtake from the CD that'll be finished in July. This is already recorded. I'm about 10, 12 tracks into it. And I got to do at least two more to have 14 tracks. This is Ro talking to me about the mystery girl that I got on the side.
Excuse me, Mr. President?
Yes, Speaker of the House, Rolanda 700. How you doing?
I'm not doing very well at the moment. Do you have a minute?
Could you close the door?
Oh, most definitely. Is there anybody else here?
No, there's nobody else here. Why are you looking around?
Because I'm about to drop this president bullshit.
I'm in here. Wait a minute. This is off the record?
No. Maybe it ought to be on the record. Maybe you'll change your tune if it's on the record.
Well, look here. I'm trying to run a country and trying to stop this drug infiltration in our communities. What do you have to talk to me about?
I'm glad you do remember that you are trying to run a country, because right now I'm thinking we need to go get some T-shirts made.
T-shirts? What are
you? For the presidential groupies?
What are you insinuating?
The presidential groupies?
Speaker of the House 700.
Is she in the luggage bin? What? Everywhere I go, she's here.
Oh, you're
taking her with you?
You trying to say everywhere you go, you see the same hoe?
Everywhere I go, I see the same hoe.
Come on now. I'm the president. I'm not doing anything.
I have
no recollection.
And that's the answer you're supposed to give. Oh, and you laughing about it. Okay, that's the answer you're supposed to give. And that's
it's
good.
Real
that's
funny
good.
To
you
me.
You
it's,
keep that answer,
it's
but I'm
Chris,
telling you.
Speaker of the House, this is ludicrous.
Chris. Okay. I'm telling you.
I'm not talking to rapper either.
Okay. Just.
It's ludicrous.
Can you send her home? Just. Send her home.
I tried, Rolanda, and I hate to say it.
What the heck
was
name?
Can I
send her home then? I can send her home, right?
Can I be blunt with you? The dick is good. Duh. Now, can we go on?
I'm sorry, but you said
what
that
she's
like
doing?
You said that like she's buying her own tickets to come all the way to South America to all these countries.
She's coming. I'm not sending for her at all. This
okay.
is no money.
So I can
pocket.
Send her home?
If you want to. If
okay.
you so
I'm
going to
be real diplomatic
I have
about it.
A first lady at home that I tend to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, I can't help it that.
But at this particular point in time, you have no recollection of being with that particular hoe that we keep seeing.
I remember who we keep seeing and how she keeps running up. And
okay. All right. Well, let's go.
I take your complaints in consideration. They're under consideration.
Okay.
Is anything else, Speaker of the House? Miss 700.
Did you want her to call you to say goodbye before she goes home?
Miss 700, take care of your business, and I'll take care
you
of
you. You are my business.
Take care
Mr.
of your...
Mr. President.
Take care of your business, and I'll take care of mine.
All righty. See you later.
I was informed that I played this already at the beginning of the show. But, of course, this is a two-hour show, so hopefully y'all forgot. I got four more minutes left, And normally I go into the overtime period where you can go back and listen to the after the show. And if this runs past the 4 minutes, then it'll be on the after end on the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, this is ATAZP Live, where we play the hottest music and play the funniest joints from the past shows that I've done at ATAZP.com. Okay, this last song that I'm going to play is Miss V's Goodbye. I did the music, wrote the lyrics, and she performed it. I think I'm on the background talking some noise. But this is Miss V's Goodbye. Until next week at 9:30 on Thursday, next Thursday, I'll be putting it down again. ATAZP Live.
Letter from my baby. You know I gotta read this, yo.
I'm writing you a letter to let you know how I feel inside.
What?
This pain is
can't be killing you, baby.
Until next week, TAZ. Ayo.